From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. Many of the jobs usually held by women disappeared during the pandemic. That could explain why more women are taking up a job traditionally held by men, truck driving. There's a record number of women behind the wheels of big rigs today. But as Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports, there are still a few speed bumps keeping women off the road.
Yes, today's highways might be dominated by men, but Pamela Williams is putting them on notice.
Guys, you better watch out, because this right here is a woman's industry from now on.
Williams' bracelets jangle as she revs up her truck's engine. She's a truck driving instructor with DSC Training Academy in Jackson, Mississippi.
It's the air horn. It's the city horn. Now, if you're in a scary situation and people not doing what they're supposed to do, I hit the air horn. That kind of startled them, but it let them know a truck is in your area. Please get your life together.
DSC says it's had a surge of women signing up for classes since the start of the year. Even though some trucking jobs disappeared at the beginning of the pandemic, there are about 2% more women driving today than at the start of 2020, according to the job site ZipRecruiter. At the same time, men still haven't fully bounced back from their pandemic drop. Williams says one reason more women are taking up the wheel comes down to pay, on average about $50,000 a year.
Because, I mean, you looking at, I could go to a job and work 40 hours and bring home $400. I could go out here and drive a week and make $1,000, a quick $1,000 doing something that I like to do. That's good.
But there's also plenty holding women back, including sexism. Amaya Livingston is taking classes at DSC. She's just returned with the Academy's truck after refueling at the gas station. Livingston says the men there gave her some stares.
Kind of side eyes, kind of, you know, smirks or grunts or whatever, so comes with the territory, you know. Women who make history don't, you know, we're not complacent.
Women still only make up a fraction of truck drivers, about 16%. Chandra Childers with the Institute for Women's Policy Research says women often just can't imagine themselves driving a 16-wheeler.
So just like their friends and family view these as male jobs, like that's what men do, that's men's work. It hasn't been presented to them as an option.
That's why her institute recently started working with training facilities in New Orleans to prepare women for another male-dominated industry, construction. Some construction training programs in Alabama also say they're seeing more women signing up for classes in the last few years. But it still can be hard for women to find training. Choder says unions offer many of those opportunities, but that could still be a problem in the traditionally anti-union South.
When we talk about apprenticeships, unions become really important. And of course, in the South, you're not going to see the same unionization that we see in other places.
Perhaps the biggest barrier keeping women out of trucking is childcare. After all, it's not a 9-to-5. Drivers are often away from home for weeks at a time. It's the reason Tiffany Hathorn initially dismissed trucking.
I just kind of threw it out of my head because, you know, I just didn't think anybody would be able to watch over my boys when I'm not able to.
But her mom convinced her they can make it work. She could watch the kids while Hathorn could video chat in from the road. Hathorn graduated from DSC Academy a year ago and expects this year to make about $70,000.
I'm not struggling like I was before. I mean, that's an awful feeling when you're struggling from check to check. But now when those issues come up, I'm just like, okay, we'll get it done. We'll pay for it. And, you know, that's a huge, 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 huge difference. And so I have more of a peace of mind now.
Hathorn gets a lot of Facebook messages from women and men asking if they should get into trucking too. She makes sure to tell them the good and the bad, including the missed birthdays. But she says it's worth it for a bigger paycheck and the confidence that comes with it. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Stephen Basaha.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership between WBHM in Birmingham, Mississippi Public Broadcasting, and WWNO in New Orleans.